Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Want to clear the air? Need to get something off your chest? Go on, try it. You want to feel the heat as it comes out of your mouth. My mother-in-law's cooking is mediocre at best. If young adults want to start buying their own homes, maybe they should stop ordering avocado toast.
I, for the life of me, can't believe Odyssey Management gave these two clowns their own show.
There. I said it.
Now, doesn't that feel better?
BXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy present There I Said It on the number one hit music station, 98 BXY.
This guy's been throwing shade at us for like 2 years now. It's really starting to get to me.
Literally.
585-252-9800. That is the number to call or text if you need to clear the air this morning. Get something off your chest like we do. For There I Said It, Lisa's weighing in here first. What's up, Lisa?
What up, Queen?
Going to the gym does not make someone a good boyfriend. There I said it. And it's crazy how many people won't invest into someone who doesn't work out. There are plenty of other qualities that make a person great.
Okay. I don't necessarily agree. Yes, of course, it doesn't make them a good girlfriend or boyfriend, but it means they're willing to invest in themselves, which
you do want somebody
hopefully
who
hopefully they would be willing to invest in you slash take care of themselves,
right? Like,
I think it's toxic to not go to the gym.
Ooh, hot take.
I know. I do. I really do.
It's important to take care of yourself, however that looks. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe it doesn't need to be a gym with like dumbbells and stuff, but like some type of physicality. Yeah.
You want to sweat for sure. You gotta sweat it out.
Okay, ew. All right. Jonathan's here. He said, I don't know why people are so open to sharing who they're voting for. It's not appropriate. There, I said it. Let me do me and you do you.
I don't know how many of you listening are as excited as I am for the presidential debate tomorrow night. This is going to be an absolute circus, and I'm all for it. I'm all for it. I can't wait.
I definitely can wait, for sure. I for sure can wait.
What's up, Zach Attack? Hey, guys, it's Zach. There's not a single fast food item that will ever be better than Cinnabon. There, I said it. Zach, you cannot be more correct. LAX airport had a Cinnabon.
And when I just had it when I went to Charleston.
Oh my God, Breeze. When I would, I used to fly in and I just sit on top of my luggage and eat a giant Cinnabon. Like, I must have looked so sad and pathetic to some people, but I could have easily just gone home and ate. I'm in my hometown in LA.
Yeah, no, that's definitely sad. I will say that.
I could just like go home. Just go home.
The only thing I like about Cinnabon is the center. Like, I don't know. The sides are not. The only good part about a Cinnabon cinnamon roll is the center. The outside's crusty, flaky, and weird. It never has icing on it.
We all know that the center of the Cinnabon is. All right, let's go through some of the nutrition facts of Cinnabon, shall we? Okay. 880 calories in one classic Cinnabon roll. There's 37 grams of fat, 16 grams of saturated fat. The cholesterol is 55 milligrams. That would be really bad for me. You got 130 grams of carbs. One Cinnabon.
Wait.
130 grams of carbs.
Wait, 130 grams of carbs in one Cinnabon?
That's wild.
I'm literally only allowed at 100 a day.
There you go. Total sugars, 61 grams. Added sugar, 59 grams. But there is 12 grams of protein in that Cinnabon.
How? Where? Where does it come from?
37 grams of fat. That is crazy. Wow. I love it. Give me a six pack.
Ugh, I'm sick just thinking about it.
Let's get over to our friend Audrey here, who says, if you're a comedian and have to tell people in the audience to laugh at your jokes, then it may be time to think about a career change because you're clearly bad at your job. There I said.
Come on, guys. It's okay to laugh. Come on, guys. Me and Ashley Gavin.
How embarrassing. How embarrassing.
It felt like there was a gun to my head to laugh. My cheeks hurt from smiling so hard because I was so nervous.
Such a
that
fake
if
laugh.
I didn't laugh, something bad was about to happen.
Oh,
to
she'd
me.
Take you out. She'd take you and the rest of the audience out.
Loosen up. It's time to laugh. I'm having so much fun.
I mean,
I'm having so much fun.
Think about that, though. A comedian on stage yelling at the audience to laugh at their jokes.
Bullying them into laughing at their jokes. I met her after the show. She goes, was it too much? I was like, no, it was so good.
You're so talented.
I loved it. You should keep going on tour and stuff. Oh, my God. I unfollowed her on everything. I was so scared.
Why aren't you laughing? You don't get it? Oh, do you not get the joke?
You guys are stupid. Okay.
How awkward.
Yeah. So you could cut the uncomfortability with a knife. Speaking of utensils, this person says, I don't care what anybody says, but I truly believe that ice cream should be eaten with a fork. There I said it.
I couldn't agree more. Let's go over to Christina. Honestly, though, every time we do this, I've come to the realization we're all running out of problems. We really are. Christina says, hi, Moose and Breezy. Can you please explain to people on the road how a four-way stop works? Some people are so clueless. We need to make the new driving age 21, not 16. There, I said it.
Fair enough.
All right. How does a four-way stop work? Yeah. Let's go over to Bill. What's up, Bill? Wow, that lean cuisine really filled me up, said no one ever. These food companies not only have been ripping us off, but they also have been poisoning us for years. There, I said it. Wow, that's a conversation in itself, Bill. But thank you for opening up that box.
And let's not forget about Nicole.
What's up, Nicole?
Funerals are a waste of time and money. There, I said it. Especially in this day and age when funds are less go-around. Seems like funerals are just not great for the economy. And what's the point at the end of the day?
Well,
celebrate on your own time. There, I said it.
You do want your loved one to rest comfortably. But man, $20,000 for a casket? I mean, I think we all rather take a cruise. Am I wrong?
I already picked mine out, so.
Oh, you did? You are going on a cruise?
No, my casket.
Oh, you picked one out. Yeah, if you guys are looking for a casket, you can go on to Costco.com. All right, and then let's go over to Abby, who says, Moose reminds me of a double stuffed Oreo. I just want to dunk him in a glass of milk and eat him. There, I said it.
Therapy's a great option, for sure.
So much for this being a family show, you know what I mean?
Here's an idea. Be a part of the show. Call or text Moose and Breezy now. 585-252-9800.
The number one hit music station.
98KXY.
Vibrant color. Oratory skills. A deep exploration into drama, suspense, tragedy, and comedy. BXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy present another award-worthy performance in Moosterpiece Theater.
And it's a good one today, 585-252-9800. If you know the name of the film, hit us up. I picked a movie that Breezy has never seen. And we are about to act out an iconic scene from this film. Breezy, you're going to love it. So bring your method acting today.
You know I always bring it.
And then you're going to watch the film tonight and then bring it in tomorrow for Breezy's big movie review where you will score it a negative 18.
That's not true. The last one I gave with, what was it?
Rain
Harold
Man.
And, oh, yeah.
How can you not?
I know.
Gosh, that movie was phenomenal.
Good vibes.
Great vibes. So, today's scene, let's get into it. how do I put this?
What's happening? What's the tea?
This is a thriller, but it's based on a true story.
Okay.
And basically, we're trying as a team to figure out who's murdering all of these innocent people. Okay, so what's happening is I'm playing the role of a cop. You're coming in as a witness, and you're kind of helping me pick somebody out in a lineup through photographs. Okay, we want to try and catch this killer together.
We gotta get it.
But you are very scared, and on top of that, you have to go number two, so you're in a rush to get out of there.
These things happen.
They sure do. Do you have any questions on your end?
No, it seems like just a Tuesday for me.
So basically, play this with a little bit like of you're on the edge of your seat.
Okay.
Well, should I say on the edge of your toilet seat? Okay, let's just get right into it. 585-252-9800. What's the name of that film for Mooster Piece Theater? Lights, camera, action. Hi, why don't you come on in here and take a seat? Thanks for coming in.
Look, I don't know if I'm going to be able to help much, or it's not. It's been too long. The typos.
No typos. No typos. You're just not reading it right because you're dyslexic. That's okay. We're going to try anyways. This is just a formality. Now I'm going to show you a group of photos, and I want you to pick out the suspect that looks like the person that shot you. And they may or may not be among these photographs, but let's take a look.
I have to use the bathroom.
Well, you just got here.
I know, but I have to go number two, so...
Okay. I'm gonna just go ahead and need you to hold it, okay? Now focus! Who in these photos do you recognize? Anyone at all?
Right here. That's him. Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep. Yep.
I feel like you could do that line a little better. Can you go ahead and just maybe... I don't know.
Not you bringing everything to a screeching halt.
Can you just go ahead and maybe put a little bit more into it?
No, because I have to go to the bathroom. That's the
right,
vibe.
But you sound too calm. You sound too calm.
No, just... I'm like annoyed. I'm like, I'm over it.
Do it again.
Right here. Yep, it's him. Yep, right here.
Are you sure?
Yep, he had a round face just like this. This is him. Yep, 100%. Are we good here?
Okay, now on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being the most positive, how sure are you?
I have to use the bathroom. I have to go number two. Like, what are we doing
Focus, damn it! This is important! Now, how sure are you?
At least a 7 or an 8!
Well, which one is it? Is it a 7? Or is it an 8? Get your head out of your ass and focus!
I can't! I can't concentrate! I have to go number two right now! I'm pooping!
Oh, what the hell? Cut! You really...
And that's a, scene.
That's a battle you weren't going to win, is it?
We've all been there, unfortunately.
Oh, my God. Okay. All right, let's
burps
get to...
Burps and squirts.
Grip it and rip it. Let's get to some text coming in.
Like,
this person says, I literally have no idea what that was.
This person says, couldn't put money on it if I tried.
Yeah. Oh, man. Well, I'll give you a hint. It stars Jake Gyllenhaal. Do we have any take? This person actually thought it was Pinocchio.
This person says Prisoners?
No, that's a great guess, though. That's a great guess.
I do love that movie.
The Santa Claus 2? No, I'm so sorry.
Grandma got run over by a reindeer?
This person's like, Moose, please tell me this is not another human centipede movie you guys are acting out. No.
I'm pooping. Classic.
The name of that movie...
This person says, is this a real movie?
Yes, it's 100%.
This is actually one Moose wrote.
No, guys, it's based off a true story, okay? Yes, it's called Zodiac.
do it when you
everybody. Everyone who guessed it. Not one person. Not one singular person.
Come on, everybody remembers the Zodiac Killer. Now, obviously, sometimes in Hollywood, they'll take a true story in a script, and they'll tweak it a little bit for entertainment. Obviously, that's not what we did here. This is a scene in the movie. But Breezy, you're going to go home, watch it tonight, bring it in tomorrow. This is Zodiac from 2007, okay? All-star cast, including Jake Gyllenhaal. But this was a great film. So many documentaries have been done on Zodiac.
Important.
Don't think they ever found the guy. Still a mystery.
Who was it?
Still a mystery. But great film. It'll keep you on the edge of your toilet seat.
Oh, my God.
We'll check back in with your review tomorrow morning on PXY.
The number one hit music station.
Moose and Breezy on PXY morning. 67 for the high today. And yes, it does feel a little bit like fall out there.
Mm-hmm.
What is the weirdest reason someone stopped dating you? 585-252-9800. My friend Megan got broken up with over the weekend because she doesn't like to drink alcohol. And that was a big issue for this guy. She's been seeing him for a month or so. They went out on Friday night to dinner. And when she gets home, he sends a text. I like hanging with you and you're a lot of fun, but I need a woman in my life who's an adult. She ordered a strawberry lemonade at dinner. He wasn't down for that. He goes, I want to be able to share a glass of wine together over dinner. And I just don't think this will work.
Your friend Megan Swell.
Take care. She's 39.
Interesting.
And the dude just had enough. And
had enough. First of all, they did it for 1 month, so chill.
He said he had enough.
Also, like, what is that? How does that affect?
That was the straw that broke the camel's back.
Please.
Is her ordering a strawberry lemonade. And he's like, no, no, no.
Okay. It's so funny you're bringing this up.
I do agree, though. I do, preferably, I would like somebody that I can share a glass of wine with and have a drink with over a dinner and stuff like that. I like that type of stuff. If they don't drink, that's fine. That's their decision. I respect that fully. But would I prefer to date someone who drinks? 100%.
Really? That's so weird. I was just having this conversation last night with my girlfriend. And I said to her, I said, if you were to date somebody who doesn't drink and they have a problem with it, like they don't drink for a reason. You know what I mean?
Right.
They're in recovery or whatever the case may be. And they told you, I don't feel comfortable with you drinking. What do you think about that? She's like, no.
No, no.
That's your choice and your journey. And I love that for you. But like, you're not going to tell me what I can and cannot do or what I can and cannot consume because you have a problem.
God willing, I will sit and support you. If that's been your situation, if that's been your journey, no problem. I would never try and peer pressure somebody to start drinking again who's been sober and in recovery. Right. God, I mean, that takes an awful person to do that.
Right.
However, it's my choice if it's something I choose to do. And this reminds me, when I was living in Hollywood, I had a woman break things off with me because the parking sucked.
Yeah, which is crazy.
She didn't like that I didn't have a driveway or a parking garage, so she ended things. And in a weird way, I kind of understood. I kind of got it. I was like, yeah, no, that checks out. All right, take care.
I broke up with somebody one time because they had an untrained dog.
See, that's annoying.
So, like, I was in a situation where, like, that was my reality for a number of years. And then I started dating someone after that situation. And I was like, I straight up told him. And I was like, you have a dog? That's fine. But if your dog is not trained and your dog defecates in the house, it's not for me. And they're like, no, it's fine, it's fine, it's fine. First time I go to their house, dog poop on the ground.
We should really get more into that conversation tomorrow morning in the 7 o'clock because I have a lot to say about that. And even me, I was dating a girl that took no responsibility. This dog would attack a child on the street and she'd be like, stop. You stop acting up. Oh, you're so cute, though. It's hard. Like, are you kidding me right now?
I had a partner that had a dog that bit my best friend, that bit my dad, that bit one of my other friends. And they were like, well, they shouldn't have triggered them. And it's like, wait, what?
Look at this poor,
just walked into the house.
Look at the poor guy and his son from Rochester who got attacked on the sidewalk in Canandaigua
the other weekend. Owner of Ugly Duck.
Yeah, the other weekend in Canandaigua. That dog has, like, attacked three or four other people. Mm-hmm. What? Do something about this situation.
Yeah, I know. And then another, I didn't break up with somebody over this, but I love Mackenzie Childs. Like, I just love that vibe. That's my vibe.
You do have quite a bit of it in your apartment.
And I was dating this girl, and she was like, are you guys just, like, she was at my parents' house, because it's like a family thing. And she was like, are you guys just like super into NASCAR? Or like, what's going on with the checkers? And I was like, ew, that's so disrespectful and weird. Like,
oh, you broke it off because they didn't know who Mackenzie Childs was.
It's like, okay.
Hi, Carly. What's up, guys? A guy I was dating broke it off because he thought I was making up stuff to make him look stupid when I explained that the light we see from stars is millions, if not billions, of years old. And he broke it up because he didn't know science.
Yeah. Well, that's tough.
That sucks.
No, it couldn't be you. Big NASA guy. Huge NASA guy.
Huge space guy. Ask me anything.
I think that, you know, people have boundaries and people have limits of which they cannot cross. And those should be respected and those should be, you know, put into consideration. But I do take issue with people who will just break up with somebody or something for the dumbest reason and be like, yeah, that's just something I can't handle. It's like, you know, you're just not that into him and you don't want to say that.
Right, right. Andrew says, I once dated a girl for several months. One day she told me she was breaking up with me because her ex-boyfriend finally was getting out of jail and she was getting back with him.
Oh.
And that's a valid reason, though.
I love Love After Lockup.
How is that show? Is it good?
So good.
Oh,
there was a girl from Rochester who was dating a guy from, I think, like Ohio or Michigan, and he got arrested right in front of City Hall right here on the show.
Is that right?
You have to watch it. It's so good. It's so good.
So they have a couple episodes that are local here.
Oh, mostly actually in Canandaigua.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. We have
very
a lot of celebrities in town.
Very niche.
I love that. My best friend broke up with a sweet, successful, and funny man because he smelled like Tide detergent. At least he smells clean, though. You know what I mean?
Oh,
that
no,
is a
literally.
Silly way to break up with somebody.
There's some people that just like can't handle someone's cleanliness level. Like, you know, I broke up with someone. I'm not saying it myself. Someone's saying this. I broke up with someone because they were just too dirty, and I knew down the line that would really impact my mental health.
I did have a friend once who she finally broke it off with a guy she was with for a year because he had such bad psoriasis. And she's like, I couldn't do it any longer.
Was she putting cream on him?
No, but she'd wake up in the morning and she said the sheets were like Parmesan cheese. It was just, it was too much. I was like, oh, I feel for that poor guy. That's tough.
Not her with a cheese grater. Trying to get his psoriasis off.
Oh, the poor guy, man.
That's not something he can help.
That's a tough condition to have. I mean, it's autoimmune. You can only do so much. There's only so many ointments and creams
right.
that you could take for something like that.
Oh, dear.
But she was like, I tried. I was like, well, you gave it your best shot. Just didn't work out. I don't know what this text is. This is weird, but somebody said a guy I was dating had an oversized urethra and I had to break it off. I'm so lost.
I'm so lost as well. Make it make sense.
Hey, it's Kevin's. Every afternoon, I've got new songs you might not know yet. Lots of throwbacks you've probably forgot about. And of course, the biggest PXY hits right now. Come hang with me starting at 3 right here on the number one hit music station, 98 PXY.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, Get the health care you earned and deserve.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.